It's Tuesday. What a beautiful day to be free on Stay Free with Russell Brand, exclusively on Rumble after 15 minutes. Why? Because we're the home of free speech. We'll give you a little bit up front on YouTube, but after 15 minutes, we have to go exclusively onto the Rumble platform in order to speak to an Australian mainstream broadcaster who's gone so deep into this extraterrestrial stuff that he may not find his way out. Before that, though, we've got to talk about Hunter Biden breaking news. Hunter Biden pleads guilty. We've got to talk about Trump's exclusive interview with Fox News. And what do you think's the main story? Let me know in the chat, by the way. If you're watching us on Rumble now, press that red button and join us on Locals. I can see your chat right now. Katie Beth, hello, she says. Max Matthijs, Russell, are you the best broadcaster in the world? Some would say yes. What a lovely compliment. Right in the middle of that night. Mm. Even as my
well done, whoever wrote that in the
assistant,
gallery.
It's a comment there. This is my on-screen assistant, Gareth Roy. We're going to be getting through the news that matters to you together today, because it's only us that's going to break this stuff down for you. RFK, he's heard the good news about Rumble. He's going to be joining us, the first Democrat presidential candidate to join us here on the home of free speech. Welcome, RFK, to a place where you can speak freely, baby. What do you think about the Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Peter Hortez debate? Which side of it are you on? Are they ganging up on him a little bit? Did you see him wearing a bow tie? Did you feel a bit sorry for him? You can't bully someone wearing a bow tie, can you?
No.
Isn't a bow tie the sartorial equivalent of not being able to get an erection? I don't know, isn't it? Would you ever wear a bow tie? I want to know, in human history, has anyone with a dicky bow had a stiffy dicky? That's just a question I want to put out there to the world. I'm not saying they're necessarily equivalents, but it's possible, isn't it? Mm. We're going to be talking first about Hunter Biden, then we're going to move into Trump, then we're going to move into this Australian mainstream journalist, Ross Coulthard, a man that's certainly priapic when it comes to the matter of extra-dimensional beings. When he spoke to David Grush, he was all over the show. Get on that red button, press it now. I love bow ties, says True Chimera. What do you love about them? You're out of control. Who wears them that you think can viably get what I just mentioned there?
I thought you were talking about the Wuhan scientist.
It's strange. So Georgie Gale says, how does the bow tie in terms of empathy? You're commenting so much, it's difficult to keep up. Let's get into the Hunter Biden pleading guilty story. Man, this thing's getting out of control. Is this going to get all the way to the White House? Is it possible? Because it started off, there is no Hunter Biden laptop. All right, the laptop story. All right, there is a Hunter Biden laptop story. Oh, well, there's no tax implications or gun implications. At the moment, these are just charges to which I think he's pleaded guilty. Is that right?
Yeah, he's taken a plea deal, basically.
He's plea bargaining with your life, with your very livelihoods on the line. Okay, let's see how the mainstream media report on this. The death throes, the death rattle of a dying machine. They know you're right. They know we're winning. On this very summer solstice, they can feel the new light coming through. Let's look at CNN. Watch them. Watch them flounder and collapse.
Biden, let's get right to Kara Scannell for details on this. Kara, I understand there is a plea agreement. What have you learned?
Yeah, John, this five-year-long investigation now coming to a head. We have learned from new court filings at the U.S. District Court here in Wilmington, Delaware, that Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to multiple criminal charges. I'm going to walk you through this. One of these charges involves, these are two counts of failing to file tax returns in a timely fashion. Those are misdemeanors. He's also going to plead guilty to a charge of a firearm offense. This is the possession of a firearm while you are addicted to a controlled substance. Now, the firearm offense is going to be diverted. And what that means is that if he meets certain conditions, that charge will go away. This will be over a set period of time. Otherwise, it's the tax misdemeanor charges that he has been charged with.
I've never mentioned this before, but I'm an addict in recovery from the horrors of addiction. That's why it's not my business nor place to condemn anyone that's had struggles with substances and the associated and affiliated behaviours. I'm not interested in the misdemeanours, I mean social, cultural misdemeanours of Hunter Biden, but I'm interested in that tax stuff. And of course, what we're really interested in is the Burisma affiliation, that Ukrainian energy company that made mysterious payments to Hunter. And some people
allegedly
believe that Joe Biden was involved in brokering that deal. Now, with these new potential FBI charges that Hunter Biden took bribes
allegedly
of up to $5 million, isn't it harder to maintain? And let me know where you stand on this. that the Democrats and the establishment, the elite establishment's position on Trump's and his little boxes of secrets is about corruption rather than wrangling him right out of the presidential race. And also, riddle me this, you sweet children of the Lord. Why are we obsessing over the character of Donald Trump, which, you know, some of you love and some of you loathe, and people seem to be split, well, almost exactly down the middle, depending on which voting machines you use. We all know Dominion voting machines. They're the best voting machines that money can buy. We certainly can't afford to criticise them, can we, baby? 750, that's a bit rich for my blood. And yet, why are we discussing the peripheral issues when corruption itself is doubtlessly essential to these systems of corruption? And if indeed inside Trump's magical boxes are plans to go to war with Iran, isn't that more significant? Let me know in the chat. Press the red button right now. Let us know what you think. Who cares what I think? Professors wear bow ties, says Ashella. James Bond said, Juanita 952. This bow tie story has captured the soul of the nation. And we're talking about Peter Hotez, yeah. He's the dicky bow wearing man who says, who won't debate RFK. And God, what a place to debate RFK now. Rumble, the perfect platform for a debate of that nature. The perfect time, the perfect place.
So look, you just, you know, with the what you just mentioned about Burisma, I think that's where this all links. And, you know, what they're talking about is Hunter Biden for 2 years earned in excess of $1.5 million a year, and he didn't pay income tax on that. And so that's what these two charges in this plea deal are about. That money came at a time when he was a board member of Burisma making millions of dollars, so which came at a time when Joe Biden, his father, was in charge of Ukrainian affairs as vice president of the United States.
I don't know what you're trying to suggest. When Hunter Biden has done a hard day's work at Burisma, why should he? Let me know in the chat. Why should he hand over that money to the state? They'll probably only waste the money on weapons anyway. It all goes to Raytheon and Lockheed Martin.
It surely is here is, I mean, and the point that you made about the, you know, the gun issue and it relating to, you know, him being an addict and things, I think it's about following the money here. When you get a situation where someone's earning millions of dollars through a job that they've seemed to have got when their father was vice president of the United States and in charge of Ukrainian affairs, that's the real thing that should be investigated at this point, surely. Like, even, that is in itself corrupt to an extent, maybe not legally.
Is it morally corrupt? Is it nepotism? Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble. Verone at Verone says, Russell, please get David Grush for an extended interview. He's the whistleblower we need. I want Grush on this show. Today, though, we've got Ross Coulthard, the Australian host who did that mind-bending interview with David Grush.
Yep.
And we think he was really sort of flirting, I'd say. Now, listen, are you saying people were murdered? I'm not comfortable with that. He took the whole UFO phenomenon so... Primal Collar 2, I'd have it on my genitals, but my tattoo would look tiny. And Doko says, if Russell pays for my ticket, I'll tattoo stick figures on anyone's nuts. Are you a tattooist, though, mate? Because that's a weird claim to make. It used to be all grafts of Russell on bodies, and now it's the figure. Yeah, we're moving to that now. We're moving to that. Are we going to go to Ross Coulthard talking about UFOs and whistleblowers? I've got some. I mean, I've heard some interesting information about UFOs now and extra-dimensional beings and like diplomatic relationships between extraterrestrial nations and the United States and the Chinese government and the Russians. I mean, it's really blowing up this stuff. I actually, when we spoke to Jeremy Corbell, he says they don't want these leaks, even if they are trying to use it as a distraction. They're pissed off that these leaks are being made. So let us know in the chat. Now, but what do we know, really, when it comes to these revelations? We are not Ross Coulthard, the best-selling author of In Plain Sight, exploring the mystery of unidentified flying objects, and the Newsmax journalist who conducted... This is just to wet your whistle. This is just to get your gander up, because we're very excited to have Ross Coulthard here, because we think he's part Jim Robinson, Neighbours star, if you're not familiar with Australian TV. Alan Dale, I think, was the actor. And part... Andrew Marr, who's a British investigative journalist. So he's got like a wonderful visual credentials. But look at how he's handling David Grush and look at how sort of intimate he is. I'm going to interview him the way he interviewed Grush. Have a look at this.
Have human beings been hurt or killed by a non-human intelligence?
While I can't get into the specifics because that would reveal certain U.S. classified operations, I was briefed by a few individuals on the program that there were malevolent events like that.
Now I'm scared. People have just heard you say non-humans may well have murdered human beings.
That seems to be the case at one point, yeah.
Ross, are you, through your rhetorical style, through your cadence, through your leaning in, dramatizing this subject? Please welcome Ross Coulthart to the show. Hello, Ross.
G'day, Russell. How are you, mate? I don't think it needs any dramatization. It's real. The phenomenon is real. What Dave Grush is saying is real. And the mainstream media, you are a rare exception. Thank God somebody like you is doing a show, because we are being ignored. There is an attempt to cover this up, bury it back in a box for another 80 years. And the simple fact is David Grush is telling the truth, backed by other whistleblowers who are ready to come forward. This is going to come out.
Even the astonishing and captivating revelations contained within your interview are just the tip, and I mean just the tip, Ross, of the iceberg. And by God, it's a hell of an iceberg, because I know, because I can tell, Ross, I can see the way that you're conducting that interview. You know a great deal more than you're able to publicly say. Now, I've heard off the record, and I won't name my sources because I'm a professional journalist, one of the best, some say, I've heard recently that there are diplomatic relationships between the US government and extraterrestrial nations. There are diplomatic and that have gone all the way back to Roswell, that Roswell was real, that they have live extraterrestrials, that there are different extraterrestrial nations that the governments of the world have been in touch with for 50, 60 years, that this is the mind-blowing, epochal, paradigm-shifting story the world's been waiting for. Now, you've written about this subject, Ross. So you've got to know a lot more than you're letting on. What revelations, I'm scared as well, Ross, what revelations are you prepared to give us here?
Okay, well, I mean, the simple fact is, what you just detailed there, Russell, is what David Grush alleged to me in the News Nation interview. The simple fact is that there is a Defence Office pre-publication security review approval for Dave Grush's interview, a DOD-approved document where Dave Grush set out what he wanted to talk about. And in that document, he talked about non-human intelligences engaging with this planet, about agreements implicitly between those NHIs and the human race, about crash retrievals, recoveries, reverse engineering programs. Now, the simple fact of that so-called DOPSA document, the fact that there's a Defense Department approval, doesn't mean the DOD saying what Grush is saying is true. But I know that what Grush is saying has verification from multiple other sources. People like me, I'm a professional journalist, I'm an old-fashioned journo who goes out and develops sources and builds up networks of people who help me with information. When I was writing my book, In Plain Sight, I started to get calls from people who were giving me information from within the legacy crash retrieval program. And I can't say definitively I know it's true, because I haven't yet seen these craft. I haven't seen the secret documents that David Grush has seen. But what he's done, what this incredibly brave man has done, is he's come forward not only to the Inspector General of the Defense Department and the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, he's also testified under oath to the Congress, to the two oversight committees, the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. If he's lying, send him to jail. Prove it and send him to jail. If he's not lying, then that's the test. I know he's not lying. I know he's telling the truth. And what really gives me it pisses me off, Russell, because I'm a journo who has spent much of my life in mainstream media, and I'm seeing newspapers like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the London Times, all of these papers are suppressing this story, not because they're being told to by the intelligence community, because they don't have the capacity anymore for critical thinking like you do and like so many other shows that are starting to develop online do. The simple fact is mainstream media is failing to cover this issue. And I've never in my long career as a journalist been so shocked and confronted by the fact that what we're looking at here is we're seeing unfold at the moment the biggest story in human history. This is the story of non-human intelligences engaging with this planet. And I've heard this from US intelligence officials, Defense Department officials, scientists who have literally touched the side of these craft. It's real, as best as I can tell. And a man like Grush deserves to be embraced by your audience and supported. And I really applaud you for doing what you're doing and having the independence of thought and the critical thinking to engage with this subject.
Oh, that's so fantastic. You really raised the temperature. You're obviously a credible journalist yourself, not prone to hysteria, even if you do sometimes lean in dramatically to your subjects. You've raised the temperature so much, I've undone another button on my shirt to celebrate. Now, one of the revelations that I'd like us to discuss, and this is an opportunity for us to use our unique platform here on Rumble, particularly on Locals. And if you're watching us on Rumble, join us on Locals now. Press that red button on your screen. Why don't you collectively use Google Earth? Why don't we use Alphabet's utilities for good? If you have a look at Area 51 now in Nevada, you'll see a mountain in that region, which many claim has visible entrances and exits that are currently being used by these UFOs, by these NIHs. I'm not sure what acronym to use anymore, but we can do this research right now ourselves. You lot in the chat, have a look, and our production company, Bad Graphics Jack, could have a little poke around. I mean, it seems to me that in some cases, it's almost ludicrously ordinary that these interactions have been going on for a long time. There are sort of bureaucratic, diplomatic agreements. There have been conversations. There have been trade agreements almost. There are the rights to access certain territories, legitimized exchanges of human life, stuff that the mainstream media will understandably, to a degree, Ross, treat as ludicrous, because given the conditioning we've received up to now, it seems implausible to discuss it until you increase the size of your frame to include the evident reality that the cosmos is without limitation, both temporally and spatially, and within that framing, a more advanced species, whether that's extraterrestrial or interdimensional, is a literal inevitability, and the likelihood of exchanges increases exponentially on that basis. And then the idea that, oh, why haven't they landed on the White House lawn? Well, it seems like every time that there is credible evidence, it's suppressed, it's undermined, it's reframed, it's rephrased, whether it's footage. Oh, look, we're looking for that mountainscape now. There's really good footage of that. So do you think that, in a sense, Ross, that what this challenges us to do as both recipients and creators of media is to responsibly broaden out our framing?
Absolutely. I mean, just to give you an example of just how absurd this is, that this story is being overlooked, Russell, you're and my mate Jeremy Cordell with his colleague George Knapp broke a story in the last 12 hours about a document that I've known about for some months. And in that document, a Canadian MP, a member of parliament in Canada called Larry Maguire, writes to the Canadian Defence Minister and reveals that he has investigated and discovered a secret Canadian collaboration with the US on UAP crash retrievals. The Canadians have been allegedly working on non-human technology in collaboration with the US government. And it's really interesting, you know, at the moment, my government in Australia is about to spend $400 billion on nuclear attack submarines from the United States. I think it's an important political and economic issue as a journalist that our government, at a time when it's being encouraged to spend $400 billion, is part of a secret Five Eyes agreement called the Foreign Material Exploitation Program, where they are literally recovering, according to this letter from this Canadian MP, craft from another world and involved in attempts to back engineer and reverse engineer that. And frankly, I appreciate that for a lot of people in this forum here hearing this, they might think, well, Christ, that sounds crazy. That sounds impossible. What a load of bollocks. The truth is, the ontological shock of that shouldn't deter them from pushing for this to be investigated. Because what the White House, what the Pentagon, what the intelligence community is relying on is your audience, not, as Jeremy says, weaponizing their curiosity. They need to indulge their curiosity and start asking questions. It's like, you know, it's funny actually listening to your show. I hear so often things that make me wonder as a journalist. Has society lost its capacity for critical thinking? Just because a bunch of experts or pompous twats in Washington say something, why should we necessarily believe it? We should test it. We should always challenge claims. And the thing that really shocks me at the moment is we are lurching towards a new kind of authoritarianism in media, where this kind of group of lumpen proletariat journalists basically make the decisions about what we're all meant to think. And there's an absence now, there's a disconnect between critical thinking and what's put into our papers, into our media. We really do need to test this UAP subject. And what David Grush has done and what Larry Maguire in Canada has done with the letter that he's written to his defence minister is open the argument. Let's call David Grush's bluff. Let's go to the Pentagon, let's go to the Defence Department, let's ask Joe Biden, what's the truth of this? If it's a lie, they're all going to jail because they've lied under oath. If it's not a lie, it means this is the biggest story in human history.
That's an extraordinary piece of analysis. Of course, your countryman Julian Assange is currently in His Majesty's Belmarsh without trial for making similarly important revelations. I certainly agree with you that the media are controlling this space in curious ways. You've lit up the chat there. Many people just can't get their heads around the idea that this kind of story is on the mainstream at all or on CNN. They feel that these stories are being used as a distraction. They still want more reliable footage. They still want plain evidence. But remember, I've been in this conversation for a long time now. So like I read all the Eric von Daniken stuff and all of the Timothy Good stuff. And I've always felt that the architecture of our systems of governance and our understanding of reality has always precluded and prevented the incorporation of non-terrestrial life because it asks so many questions of our power structures. It blows the paradigm apart. It means that it's pointless, senseless, having geographical conflicts with other human tribes. It becomes plain, necessary to accept the reality that, in a sense, we're one people, not with one government, with decentralized, localized, collectivized democracies that acknowledge that we need to have access to our systems of control and that to place power in the hands of one establishment elite is ridiculous. Also, above all else, it demonstrates that they've been lying. Ross, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's late at night there in the Antipodes. You've done such a fantastic performance. I didn't think you would be capable of doing live what you do so beautifully in your fantastic interview there with David Grush. Thanks for coming on and advocating for us, and thank you for your kind words as well.
Thank you, mate, and thank you for your show.
Get to see you again soon, Ross. Come on again. And when I'm in Australia in February, I'd love to come and see you and do something with you.
Please do.
And once we're in the same physical space, then we can really get some chemistry rocking. I want those lean. Now I'm scared. I want those kind of moments, Ross. That's what I demand. Ross's book, In Plain Sight, is out now. We'll post a link to that in the chat. Join us there, like button. Also, Amy Golden, we've got some good people coming up later this week.
As well as.
Simon Jordan, he's coming on. Mm. Yoga with Adrian, she coming on.
Yeah,
got a lot of staff. Good gear. Join us tomorrow, not for more of the same, but for more of the different. We're on Locals now, so see you on Locals. Press the red button, join us there. We're going to do some funny mad stuff about Boris Johnson at Glastonbury. We're going to talk about Edward Snowden a bit. We're going to answer your questions. Press that red button, join us there. Stay free. Switch off, switch off, switch off, switch off, switch off.